Hello, my name is Vatana Thatch and I am an anthropologist and student of holistic health. I love learning about people and listening to their stories. I want to understand the nature of who we are as human beings and how we work. My goal is to build a bridge of communication with people so that I can help them optimize their health so that they can perform at their highest level each and every day. Health, happiness, passion, purpose, and sustainability is wealth, and I really want that for everyone. So I want to welcome you to Trust the Process podcast. In this series, we focus on truth, and this is where we can be vulnerable with one another without judgment. Everyone I bring on is people just like you and me. We share what we are going through or have gone through, and we talk about how we've dealt with or are dealing with our adversity. The purpose of this series is to share perspective and to create discussions about things that we don't normally talk about to other people. In this episode, we're joined by my friend Michelle Melu. She talks about the role that music and dance have played in her life, what she went to school for, which was physical therapy, and she minored in psych and nutrition. She talks about being on the brink of moving out and being on her own for a bit and having a full-time job and how it came to be. Then she also talks about her love for Halloween. And then I actually talk a lot this episode about a variety of different things, passion, spirituality, change, all that kind of stuff. So this episode was more conversational than her just storytelling. She also talks about how her fear of failure drives her to achieve and to work hard. And we also talk about balance, choreography, and the importance of being vulnerable. This was shot back in, or recorded back in, May of 2018. So a lot of things clearly have changed since then. The quality of this podcast will be really inconsistent and not so hot. So I apologize for that. I was experimenting with something and, you know, you live and you learn. So also, if you weren't already aware, the information's like the breaks for promoting the Patreon and the content and even the intro, some of it is outdated and I will fix it when I start doing the newer podcast, since I've learned a lot, changing up the format just a little bit. Everything will be more focused. So all of these first podcasts were very experimental. So if you're listening to this now, just know that this stuff is really old and it was all testing phases, and I have a way better idea of how I'm going to do this stuff moving forward. So yeah, also a PSA, if you're looking to work with me, if you're down to help me expand all the projects that I'm doing with the podcast and the streams and the videos and whatnot, you can hit me up because I'm looking to build a team. And yeah, let me know what's good. Now, we're going to jump into things. Okay, so I'm here with Michelle. Michelle Melu. She has been my friend for some years now. And I'm going to have her introduce herself. So whatever that means to you, that you want to come out the gate saying, that's all you.
Oh, man. Hello. I'm Michelle. I am really happy to be here with Vatana today. Me and him, we've been friends for a while, but we don't get to hang out as often as would be liked and awesome. So this is really fun right now. I'm about to have a blast at the time. This is going to be great. I'm 22. That's cool. That's a fun fact. I go to UMass Lowell. I love to dance. I love to sing. I love to act. I love being with friends. I just like to have fun. I try to always be doing something. So that's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Tight. That was a lot. That's good. Do you remember how we met?
So the way I remember it is that I was hanging out with Jamie Rodriguez, and he was like, you need to meet one of my friends. He's super cool, and you like to dance, and I feel like you'd like to meet him, and you guys would probably get along really good. And I was, at first I was nervous, because he talked to you about so much, and I was like, whoa, this kid's so cool, like, I was just like, okay, he just sounds like the coolest person ever, so good luck to me, I don't know. I always think I'm like this goofy weirdo that no one's gonna like at first, so, but, yeah. And then we met, and it was super fun. I think it was at like there was a cipher in a Home Depot parking lot. I don't know if you were there, but I think that's
That was probably next to that, in Tewksbury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's a long time ago.
A long, yeah. It was either 2013 or 2014.
Hmm. Those years, man. 2013 and 2014. Okay. What role has... I'll start with... music played in your life?
So, I need music, like, not all the time, but I use it when I study, I use it when I'm just in the house, just hanging out, if I'm hanging out with friends, even if we're, like, talking, like, can we have a little music on in the background? I just like having it, and it also really affects my mood. Like, I'll be flicking back and forth, like, if my iPod's on shuffle, like, no, that's not my mood right now. Nope, that's not my mood. And then I'll find one, and I'm like, this is perfect. This is what I need right now. So, yeah. It really just helps me. Like, if I'm really, like, down or something, I need to listen to something that's actually down instead of, like, really happy. It helps me just, like, get it out there more and just let everything go. And then once it's all, like, out, then I can... listen to something more upbeat, but until like I've done that, then that's what I need. But yeah, and things like that. If I'm really happy, then I'm like, let's feed that. Let's listen to like fun, like happy stuff. I don't know.
That's interesting. Okay, I view emotions in general that way, and however people deal with them all differently. So. It's just a random question. So when there's a sad song or anything of, I guess, lower energy, that eventually kind of, I guess, gets quiet and then you find something positive, do you think that it's possible that you could burn out your happiness and then do the other thing? Like, apply that same logic to listening to happy music until you get into, like, a place of silence and then it gets sad. That was just interesting. I think we're positive bias, that's all.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know.
I do think, like, if I'm super... Well, yeah, I think it's...
Or you just stay happy and you just keep going.
No, I think it might be more like, if I'm listening... Let me think. Like, if I'm on my way... Here's an example. If I'm on my way to, like, the beach, I'm like, yeah, super happy, like, super hyped, like, listening to a bunch of like party songs, like happy songs, but it gets to a point where I'm like, okay, let's take it back down to earth a bit, and then I listen to some more like chill vibes, like more peaceful things. Get my brain back down. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I don't know. That just crossed my mind. What role has singing played in your life?
Singing.
Yeah.
So I've just always loved singing, and when I was little, well, I'd still say I have a really big personality, but when I was little, it was like there was no stopping it, so I was just big, loud all the time singing. And then I got older, and like you know, like some people would be like, oh, you're too loud, or you're too this, too that. So then I like would cut back, and took me down a couple notches, but I still loved to sing. Like, I still took lessons privately. I just didn't do it as much in the open. But I'm getting back, like I was in an acapella group a couple of years ago, and that really like got me back into singing around people again. I was like less nervous about it. And like, yeah, so it's coming back. And I sing in the car all the time. So, like if there's ever a song on, I'll just jam to it. Doesn't matter like what people think anymore, which is nice. So
that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What role has acting played in your life?
Like in the beginning, I like had like theater lessons and it was so fun. And then like, I guess on a good deeper level, like I became really good at like acting happy even though I like wasn't, and like I just, if I wanted, like I don't know, I liked helping other people like more so than like trying, like having other people help me, so I was like, there's nothing to help, I'm great, everything's fine type thing. And I got so good at it that I was like, wait, is this even me, or is this just acting now, like am I just like playing myself too, not just like everyone else, like what's going on here? And then so I've been working on things like that too, so it's like gotten, yeah, it's like come into my life and I'm like, okay, I need to just be real with myself now.
That's crazy, never heard that before.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. Of the few acting interviews I've looked up, I haven't really. Also, I don't think I really know anyone who acts like that.
No.
And what role has dance played in your life?
Dance is, oh man. I've been dancing since I was 3, but that was more like stage and competition dancing.
Okay.
And then when I really started like getting vulnerable in dance and like losing myself and like learning more about it, and I still have so much more to learn, but it was because of you and Jeff.
Oh snap.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was when I really started like diving into it more so. So I took like a little break from when I was 14 to when I was 17.
14 to 17?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
It's so helpful, I don't know, with everything. It's a release, but also like you learn from it if you want to. Mm-hmm. You learn from it. And I love the people I've met through it. I love the experiences I've had through it. And I just want to keep going with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. I appreciate that. And I'm just like really short with everything. Because I try not to speak too much during this because it's not really about me. I'll share specific, like if something comes up, but yeah, it's more about you than it's about me. Just keep that in mind. So I'm just like, yep. But like, I'm just, yeah. Those are all like the basic questions. Let's see. Is there anything like that you would like to share? This is super open-ended.
Oh man.
If you can dig somewhere, like, what is something that's like super current in your head right now? So this is like, this is like us hanging out, the difference being I'm not talking as much.
Yeah.
I'm super into listening anyway.
It's actually super weird for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I usually let everyone else talk and I listen. So it's like, ooh.
I'm like that.
Now it's like, oh man, here it is, I'm talking a lot.
Yeah, this is mostly you.
Well, the thing that's on my mind most right now is how I'm moving to Maine for 3 months. And I'm going to be alone, which I'm actually excited for because I've never been like alone for more than 2 weeks of my life, and I've never like lived away, and So it should be cool, and I'll have my first full-time job. So
Oh.
a lot of changes are gonna happen like within the next 2 days, which is crazy. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm gonna try and, I'm gonna try and dance a lot, whether it's through like YouTube videos or just like listening to music and just like doing it. Like I have an extra room in my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect. Perfect space for whatever I wanna do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be cool. I'm excited about it. And it's right next to Canada. So I'm gonna be going over there a lot too. It's gonna be interesting.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
What was my question? Oh, I don't remember. It's gone.
Oh no.
It has something to do with that. I don't remember.
That's alright. Hey, it happens.
Living apartment. Shoot. I don't know where it went. Man, I don't want to just skip over that because there's stuff in there. Man.
I mean, I can start saying things again if it comes back.
I feel like it's not even that heavy. So you said you're working there.
Mm-hmm.
3 months.
Oh, I can add some stuff.
You can add lots of stuff.
So I'm going to be working through a hospital that's up there.
Okay.
But it's a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
And all the surrounding towns, I don't even know if they're like real towns. There's like two houses and like a church and that's it.
Mm.
So, and I'm going to be doing home care. So I'm going to be driving to people's houses and like seeing them there. So it's going to be like, we have to use our own resources to give them care and physical therapy and try to help them because they can't make it to like an outpatient place just yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like healthy enough yet.
Yeah.
Or they don't have like the resources to get there. So they need us to come to them, things like that.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see like what in rural Maine, what am I gonna see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's gonna be cool.
So you went to school for, is it movement therapy?
It's physical therapy,
Someone said movement therapy, okay. Physical therapy, anything else?
Well, in undergrad, I minored in psychology and nutrition.
Okay, I'm just trying to remember these things. I'm so bad at remembering.
Okay.
Physical therapy. Dope. And so this job, how did that happen?
So once you make it into PT school, you have clinical rotations that you have to do along with classes. And the first summer, like right after you graduate, is classes, and then fall and spring is class. But then the second summer, which is right now, is when we have to go and work either at an outpatient place that's for like people who are like healthier and maybe just had like a surgery, like they tore their Achilles or something, they had surgery and now they're going to you to get better. Or you could go to an inpatient, which means it's in like a hospital and you're caring for like the people who have like heart conditions and like who had strokes and things like that. Or you could do home care, which is when they've been released from the hospital. They're like, you're healthy enough to go home, but you need to do these things before you can take the next step to outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing. So, yep. It's like we get those options and you choose a top 5, like different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works, at least at UMass Lowell, a lot of people don't want to travel, but we all have to for at least one of our clinicals. And I was like, I don't care, I'll travel.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. And so I was like, and I might as well do it in this one, because this one's only 10 weeks long, and the other two are 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I just do it now, it'll be cheaper, it'll
yeah.
be fun, because like it's my first one, and I'm going out and experiencing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, why not? So I signed up for the one in Maine.
Yeah.
No one else wanted it, so it was the one I got.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
like, cool. I'm excited about this. Like, I like Maine, but I've never been that far up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole housing situation, was that separate? Or that it was like a package? Okay.
Yeah. Basically, they're like, okay, this is a contract that you have to sign. And it says that you pay for everything. And also, you have to pay for it like it's a summer class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I was like, oh.
That's handy.
I was like, I mean, I kind of, it's what I have to do. Like,
yeah.
This is what I want to do with my life, so let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, like, saving my money, and I don't think I'm going to run out. It should be okay. I found a place that was, that worked for me financially.
Mm-hmm.
So. Should be an adventure.
Okay. Yeah, whenever I'm on this, I'm just, like, trying to make sure I don't forget my thoughts, so I put in questions. I do this in real life too. So if I haven't asked anyone on this yet, just because like this is where it's going, so if you could, not even if you could, if you remove mentally the constructs, right, of the world,
yeah,
but it's, say it's still in the state that it's in, so that would just mean, like, jobs aren't defined, and to remove the money, remove the money stuff, there's no pressure to do or be. You literally just sit there, and you're exposed to what you've been exposed to, and you just remove all influential forces outside of your life, right, or inside your life. What do you think you'd be doing? You kind of have to put yourself there, or maybe you already know. Most people don't. The question doesn't make sense. I can try again.
No, it makes sense. I'm trying to think, because through, like, going to school and learning all the things that I've learned so far, I really do like what I'm doing and where I'm going with it now. I like helping people and healing them physically, because I think that's really important, and giving them, like, tips to, like, improve their lives. I feel like, and then also with the psych background that I have, I like to help, or try to help, people emotionally also. So I feel like everything I've done so far is everything that I have wanted to do in aspects. Like, I love helping people. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, of course.
I just love, yeah. And, but, like, if we're talking about, like, dream things, I would do, and this is so funny, because I was in a group chat yesterday, and someone said, like, what would your dream job be? And it would be to open and run the most, the, like, scariest haunted house. And just have people, I don't know. I just love stuff like that. That's something I didn't mention. I'm obsessed with, not obsessed, but I love Halloween and everything about it. Just, and I don't know, but I've always wanted to work for haunted houses and help run them. So that's, and that's totally out of left field, but that's,
no, that's
definitely
cool. That's cool. That counts.
A big goal. I actually run a haunted house through my house on Halloween. You know that. But I've thought about it a lot, and I was like, yeah, when I'm older and, like, after things have settled, I want to try and do that. Like, I want to have, I don't know, have, like, a big space where I can actually run it and do it, and have people who support it and want to do it too. And that's the difficult part, though, finding the other people that want to help.
Okay, that's sick.
That went like on a total left turn.
No, but like it still plays into that concept. That's sick. I think it's cool. I think I might dive into that at some point.
Oh, sure.
So, it's the other thing that crosses my mind. What was the transition like from high school to college? And, like, everyone that I know have switched their majors like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You might have. I don't remember. I just assume that everyone does because everyone does. So what's to now be where you're at, where you're into what you're doing? So, like, has it always been like that?
Yeah. This is so funny because we actually, in my sophomore year, that was my hardest year of college.
Hmm.
Me and you actually had a conversation, but it was so long ago that it can probably not be remembered. It just stuck in my mind because I was in physics and chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate physics and chemistry. But it's, you know, college, they definitely make you take classes that you don't have to.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that. That's mm-hmm. like a known thing. And I knew what I was getting into, but I also knew, I was like, this is going to suck. It's going to be a terrible year. And we talked about it, and we were like, if you don't like it, then, like, you don't have to do it. And I was like, I know, but, like, the long-term goal is what I like. Like, once I get past this, it's going to be okay, because I'm going to start learning about how the body works if you do certain exercises and how it benefits and things like that, and that's what I really like and get into.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the next year. And I was like, I'm just going to make it. If I can make it, then I'll be okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I didn't switch my major at all.
Dope.
Yeah. I know, a lot of people are like, wow, that's so weird. I think it's, for me, I'm definitely I make up my mind, and I'm just like, that's it. And I get, like, super determined about it, mm-hmm. and I don't want it to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, like, things have to change. I'm like, okay, then we're going to change it. We're going to make a plan B.
Yeah.
But that was my plan A, and I was like, let's get through plan A. And if you can't, then that's fine. Like, we can change it, but I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. I'm still on plan A, so.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's crazy. I think the whole taking physics and chemistry thing just doesn't, that stuff will just never make sense.
It was the worst. And I was like, why do I need to know this? There's only one concept from physics that we've taken with us. And I didn't even learn about it in that class. They talked about it for one day, and I can remember it was one question on the exam, and we relearned it in PT school, and I get it now. And I was like, so my class is pointless. It was so...
That's so bad.
Yeah,
okay.
It was stupid. Yep. It's okay.
Good to know.
Because everything else has been great.
Okay.
It's literally just that.
That's good. So where was your mind at? Like, when did college become, like, a thing for you in high school?
It was just one of those things where I was, oh, well, actually. So I always thought, like, I would go to college. But then I had, like, a little point in my life where I was like, you know, I think I'm just gonna, it was so spontaneous. I was like, I'm gonna move to New York City, and I'm just gonna, like, be a waitress and just, like, audition for, like, it was such a stereotypical, like, I'm gonna go and, like, become this big star no matter what it takes, like, even if I'm poor on the streets type of thing.
Yeah.
And that was, like, with me for, like, a year. And I was like, yeah, this is gonna happen. But then one of my friends got injured real bad, her and her mom, and they had to go to, like, rehab for it, and I got to, like, go to a couple of their visits, and mm-hmm. it was so like moving and powerful for me.
Yeah.
Like, to see that people wanted to help them, and to see that they could be helped, and they improved so much. And I was like, you know, I kind of want to do that for people. Yeah.
So there was a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool. Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big shift. Yeah.
So, this is me just trying to... At that point. What am I trying to ask? So that urge and thought that you had for a year of, like, moving... and doing the whole waitressing thing, and just, so that, right? I'm gonna see where this can go. Was there, like, how did, so that shift, what was it? Like, did it, was it just something that overpowered this, and so it overshadowed it, where that feeling that you had kind of simmered down, but exists? Or was it growing into something different after seeing that and being like, oh, maybe, or not, like, it's almost like there's second guessing and then there's evolving. I don't know. So, like, did it change from that feeling, then I guess heading, you know, getting inspired, and then that energy changing into something that made more sense to you and that completely replaced or, like, fused with that past urgency? I don't know if that makes any sense, because those to me are super pivotal. It's kind of like, oh, like, I know I'm going to be this guy that does this, but then all of a sudden that gets, it goes away. Like, does it go away, or is it getting pushed to the side because you have to focus on this until, I don't know. I've dabbled with that on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately knowing that nothing can get pushed to the side ever, because I'm like, I've grown into what has been authentic to me that I wasn't paying enough attention to,
mm-hmm.
right? I was pushing it to the side because I was trying to focus on dance. A lot of people don't know that, or I painted an image of dance and choreography and stuff because that's what I was like, that's what I wanted, or that's what I thought I wanted. So, like, that's where it gets so confusing for me, because I think I knew how far I wanted to go with it, and then maybe part of it was just like, at some point it got lost somewhere, and then to ultimately find out that, like, okay, that's not it, like, for sure it's not it. And I've told myself that before, but I don't know why I'm trying to sell this to myself, right? To then being in this place and being like, no, like, I think my favorite thing is just communication and human expression, and, like, at the very core level of things, when you remove all the construct that, you know, there are like jobs and stuff that you can kind of put me into that I'm not interested in being in at the moment. So, like, it rerouted and changed in a sense from one path to another, but ultimately the path that I'm on now is one I should have been on a long time ago. It's weird.
Yeah.
So, like, I love dance for what it is, but I think I was shooting too high for something that I knew I didn't actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was too young to understand. Yeah. So, like, yeah.
I think part of me thinks it was very, like, At the time, it was what I wanted, and then,
yeah.
But like you said, sometimes you're too young to, like, get, like, I don't know, what you really want, or then, like, you think it's that, but then you see something else, and you realize that you do still like that and those concepts, but you don't want, like, you are meant to do something else, like, you feel it.
Okay.
And I think that's what happened. I think I was just so set on, like I said earlier, once I'm, like, set on something, I'm like, this is what I'm doing, like, and it's not going to change. But then that happened, and I think the inspiration for the whole, like, wanting to go do that, like you said, kind of switched. And once I saw and, like, felt all the things that I was feeling about, like, my friend getting rehab and healing and becoming better, I knew, like, this is like my calling, like, or something to do with this, helping, healing, like, improving quality of life. I just love it. Like, I'm just so, I'm happy that this is what I chose.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, I do still, especially, like, when I'm glad, like, I dove back into dancing, and it's one of those things where, like, it's something that I want to do my whole life, but it's not, like, it, like, what I want to, I don't know, what am I trying to say?
You just go, it's word vomit.
Like, it's what I want to do for me and for expressing and for showing people myself. But then what I want to do with my life,
yeah,
like, for other people is the therapy part.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, so that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Cool.
That's good. And so, I mean, I see it in that. And in some way, like, I want to be more ambitious with dance in different weird directions that are not necessarily following what a lot of people are doing.
Because
I think that's just, there's too much noise. And so once I was able to kind of figure out, oh, this is what I want to do with dance, it's just so much happier. Versus, like, being a professional and whatever it is that you have to do. Like, I'm not into all that, although I understand where everyone's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I think finding things that you enjoy and then making sure it's in your life has been super key for me. Don't want to get into all that. Because it's not about me. But that's good. So when you felt that feeling, was it just, this feeling's amazing and I'm keep going with it? Or was it being aware of, I guess, the bigger picture, which I now call the macro. Yeah, because now that I'm in this space, like, I know. And I've always known because of, like, I think that was my ambition. But now to kind of live it and understand where it has to, like, setting up the proper foundation to make it a real thing is very real.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, oh, yeah, that's my calling. But I didn't always say that. You know what I mean? I'm kind of just like, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it more started with, like, wow, I'm inspired. Let me take the next step. Let me go to school for this and see if I still like it. And a lot of people have, you know, dropped or switched because they were like, no, this isn't me.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had that. I haven't been like, oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. I'm still, like, very much, yeah, this is the right direction. This is cool for me. This is working.
That's good.
Yeah. The only setback was that 1 year. I was like, you just have to make it because this isn't the macro.
Yeah, yeah.
The macro is not physics and chemistry. You're not in school for physics and chemistry.
Yeah.
So you gotta, if you are inspired and want to do something, which I was, you gotta just keep pushing through, like, the hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Okay. I like it. That's good. It's amazing. So I think I'll dive into this one. So you obviously enjoy, like, scary things and haunted houses and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So this is crucial because it's obviously a big part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
When did you recognize your love for this?
Oh, man. So it's funny. Last night I had some friends over and we were sitting in my living room and they have a picture of me and my dad. I think it was, like, one. And I'm, like, sitting on a pumpkin. And they're like, oh, is that when your love for Halloween started? I was like, yeah, probably. Like, my favorite movie when I was little was The Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know why. I can't really say why, because it's just, it's been since I was, like, that young.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I always, Halloween was my favorite time of the year. I like the weather best in that time of the year.
Okay.
It, like, changes, my, not my mood per se, but I do feel more like myself at that time of year more than anything. And I don't know, I just like, it feels cozy to me. It's a nice break from the summer because it's hot and it makes me feel like drained and okay. exhausted. And then it like turns into that and it's just more serene and nice. I'm like, oh, this is good. And then like the, with the scary stuff, I actually, when I was little, I pretended I liked scary stuff, but I would like, I would always ask for a like cup of juice or something, and if I thought something was gonna be scary, I would put the cup up to my face so I couldn't see the TV. And be like, wow, that was such a good movie, but like I like didn't watch most of it. But then I like turned, I think it was when I turned 12, I like went to a haunted house. And I was like, wait, that was cool. Because the most that's going to happen is that you're going to get scared. And, like, it's just an adrenaline rush.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're not going to die.
Like, okay.
Nothing bad is going to happen to you. And once I realized that, I was like, yo, this is cool. And I like giving people that adrenaline rush, too. People okay. who, like, feel the same. Who are like, oh, it's just scary. Nothing else is going to happen. I'm not going to die type of thing.
Yeah.
So... it's just fun.
So you like getting scared?
Yeah.
And scaring other people?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Yeah, you're the only person that I know that, which is, again, that's really cool. I just, 12 years old, haunted house.
Oh, wait, and then another small story. I used to, my birthday's in July.
Yeah.
For a few years, I wouldn't celebrate my birthday until October, and we would have like a fun like Halloween party at my house, and then go to a haunted house, and that was like my birthday party. And then you went to my 21st, and then it was like Halloween in July,
mm-hmm.
So it's fun. I don't know.
So if. If every day was like that, do you think it would change anything for you? You like your love for it? Halloween and like scary things. Every day was Halloween. Or if there was more Halloween.
If there was more Halloween, I think I would be, I don't know, I think it would make my life, I don't know, it would just be more fun.
Okay.
Like some people think would, oh, yeah, too much of a good thing is, like, not good. And I'm like, no, I don't know. I'm always trying to, like, find... There's certain events... Like, you can go to Salem, Mass, and there's always, like, spooky things happening. So I like going there a lot.
Okay.
And, like, Fright Kingdom, places like that, they do things outside of Halloween. They'll have, like, a winter one where, like, they just... I don't know. They make, like, you know Krampus? Do you know what Krampus is?
Heard of it.
So it's, like, this German, like, demon thing. And,
okay.
like, yeah, it's cool. It's, like, during the winter time. It's, like, their bad version of Santa. Like, if you're a bad kid, he comes and takes you.
Okay.
So they do that in the winter time.
Okay.
And then a lot of, there's, like, spring and summer, like, overnight campouts where, like, people can, like, come up to your tent and like drag you out and like creep, like do just be like wicked creepy and scary. And it's also like a scavenger hunt or like manhunt, like tag, like things like that. So yeah, I try to find like things like this throughout the year because it's just, I don't know, it's fun for me. I like celebrating it in a non October setting. Like
yeah,
if
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like June, I'm just like, this is cool. Or like if it's July, suddenly I'll be like, I want to watch Hocus Pocus. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I just like having a dose of it every now and then. And if it happened every day, I think I'd be okay with it.
We're going to take a quick break. I wanted to share with you all the different things that I do if you're unfamiliar with my work. I have a live stream that I do every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyone can book a free live stream session with me where we can talk about whatever you want while interacting with the community chat room. I drop a new blog every week. I post regularly on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm also looking to post more on YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. I have a monthly newsletter where I share with you my plans for the next month. I'm also on Discord if you want to join my server. I'll leave all the links in the description. I host an in-person workshop series called Soul Sessions about 7 times a year. I host an annual dance convention in August called Eat, Sleep, Dance, Repeat. My entire brand is focused on self-development, mental health, passion, purpose, motivation, holistic health, and self-love. I am a practitioner and advocate of all of these things. If you ever need someone to talk to, do not hesitate to reach out to me. It's my job to be there for you whenever I can. Thank you. And now we're going to go back to the show.
Have you... I'm just diving into all of that. Because I'm just interested in... anytime I've had a conversation with anybody or myself, like the root of things, just kind of seeing where it comes from, we might get there. I don't know. We may, if it comes out, if you know it's there or not. So I'm just going to dive more into all that stuff.
Sure.
So have you tried connecting with any people who run any of that stuff, or people who are at these events too?
Let's see. So whenever I go to haunted house things, I usually do try to find like an actor or two that like I think are really cool, and I actually just like talk to them and be like, "Yo, what's up?" And they're supposed to be in character, so they just like growl or something. And I'm like, "No, you're so cool. Like, and I love your outfit. And I don't know, this is just great." And they'll be like, they'll just growl again. But there's been like a few times where they'll like follow me and like my group because they're like, "Oh yeah, we really want to scare this person now because she didn't seem scared." And I'm like, "No, like, I get that you're trying to scare me and that's really cool, but I would rather just, I don't know, just talk to you." And they're like, "No, like, this isn't, I can't do this right now." I'm like, "Oh, okay." But like, and it always happens. I don't know. And then I have emailed and messaged people like about inquiries for working at places like that. The only reason why I haven't worked at one is because, you know, it goes from September till November, and that is like a semester of college, and it gets really busy, and I can only do so much, spread myself so thin, and I already have a job and a dance. So it's like, it's one of those things where I've always wanted to, but I'm like, I haven't done it yet, so I don't miss it yet. There's not, you know what I mean? Whereas like my job, I love my job, and I would miss it if I gave it up for that amount of time. And school, I can't really give up school just for those 2 months type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where I'm like waiting until I finally have the opportunity, and then I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna be fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, I'm sure you've considered, have you considered acting or filming or anything?
Yeah. I actually have a friend that I met through a friend. We all love horror. And she went to college just like for writing at first, but now she's at Emerson College in California because they have one in California now.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until she was telling me about it, and I was like, "Oh, and it's the same Emerson of Boston." She's like, "Yep, it's just like, it's more for movie production, I guess." Mm. California, that's like that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's there for like directing and writing, like specifically horror. So she's done like a couple projects, and that's cool. And me and my friend are always like, well, if you need like an actor, we can try to get out to California. I don't know if it'll happen. Mm. And she's like, well, maybe when I come back. So like that. And I used to write like short stories, like horror stories, because it was just fun for me. But yeah.
I still want to stay on this topic before jumping into something else.
Sure. I can talk about it all day.
You can give it to me. If I have nothing, you can just go. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. You like roller coasters?
Yes.
Okay, so you're into adrenaline and all that stuff.
I'm really into, yeah, adrenaline rushes and exciting, thrilling, yeah.
Why? It's my favorite question. So we're gonna dig.
I don't know, because there was a point where I really wasn't.
That you weren't into that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were you doing at that time?
Let's see. The last time I can remember really not enjoying like amusement parks and rides was in Disney, and we were going on the Tower of Terror. And at that point, I really loved like horror and Halloween and stuff, but I still wasn't like into certain types of rides. I really hated like free fall rides, and I was really scared.
Yeah.
And I actually had to like take like the emergency exit because I didn't want to go on.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was really scared. And then I thought to myself, so many people go on this ride, like, it's dumb that you're this scared right now type of thing. I was like, so many other people can do it, why can't you? So then I went on it. I actually went on it, and I was like, "Oh, that really wasn't bad at all." I don't know. So then I started going on more things, and like a Six Flags. I love Six Flags now. I go all the time. But before, I was like really scared to go on their like biggest roller coaster, and I think I was like, the worst that could happen, and it doesn't ever happen, is that the coaster will go off the tracks and you'll crash and die, but at least you'll die doing something that you love.
Yeah.
So I think it's come to that. I think I'm just like, the worst thing that could happen is that it could go terribly wrong, but at least you were having fun.
Okay. Okay. So there's like all other things that come into my head, but I like don't want to go there yet. Anything else? If we want to... okay, so... yeah, if there's anything else.
No, I think... now... like, and this is totally a not... a deep or profound thing.
Yeah,
but, like,
that's cool.
I went on a ride once, and I take, like, motion sickness pills just in case. Yeah, and there was one time where I didn't. And we went on a ride 7 times in a row. And I was like, I'm going to die. So let's not do that ever again.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, I'm like, no, it's pretty chill. Well, whoa. Sorry. I just remembered this one thing that happened. And I'm really, like, I'll still go on rides that, you know, the roller coasters where, like, the thing comes overhead and your feet dangle?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, just sitting in a chair. I was at Busch Gardens in Virginia, and it was a really old ride, and it was set up like that, and my, like, seatbelt, not the seatbelt worked, but my thing released. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, mid-ride, like, there was nothing I could do about it. So I was just holding on to like everything for dear life. And I was like holding on to my brother. I was like, oh my God. And he was just like, he like looked over and he saw that it was just like dangling by like the seatbelt. And he was like, holy crap. So then for a while, I didn't go on rides like that. But I'll go on them again now. I just like kind of, my heart races and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah.
That's scary.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. That's a little tangent.
No, it's okay. I liked it. I like your brain.
My brain?
Yeah.
I like yours. I like talking to you.
Thank you. I just see like the last person I had on here, Karina. She's very. Just anyone who's like forward in a, I don't know, your forward is good, how it is.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, just, you know, just based off of like knowing you and then being here and talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, that means a lot.
I don't know why I mentioned Karina. I know she's forward too, like, it's good. It's good. Forward people who are just like have that energy. It's good. I think it's good just because like I think I'm used to, because of the conversations I have, like it's more on the other side where it's kind of stuck somewhere trying to figure it out, or like knowing they're gonna get through something, but like really having a hard time now. And I think that's like normal. That, but it's just the amount of force that's being projected forward is different for everybody.
Yeah.
And like how much confidence they have in the future. Just like the whole, I mean, suck it up for a year, and then, even though it was obviously shit at the time.
Yeah, it was a trying year.
Yeah, but like to be like true to that is good. So what, oh, that's a crappy question. So I'll just ask, what is your biggest fear? I haven't asked anybody that yet. Just doesn't come up.
Yeah, I've thought about that a lot. It really is failure. And I know it sounds like cliche, but it really is. It's, that has like a grip on me more than anything else. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's weird. And spiders, but.
That's common.
Oh my God, wait, do you remember? Sorry, this is random, but do you remember when we were on our way to go see Jamie at Boston in the hospital, and there was a spider
Somewhere in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I literally just went, ah! And Brendan had to grab the wheel. He was like, Michelle, drive! And I was like, ah! Yeah.
Oh my God.
Crazy time.
I think I like read something somewhere or saw a visual or something about like, say you were hanging off a cliff,
mm-hmm.
and there was like a spider coming towards you.
Oh, I would let go. Yeah. I would instinctively let go. I'd be like, oh, and then I'd be falling. I'd be like, wow, I didn't think this was how I was going
to fall. Like people would choose that, just like letting go instead of like dealing with the spider.
Yep.
Oh man, that's crazy.
There's two physical fears that I have where the same thing. If someone, and it's with, sorry if this is gross, but it's with like throwing up. Mm. If I was hanging off a cliff and someone was reaching up to help me and they threw up, I'd be like, nope, don't want your help. I'm letting go. Bye.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Can't do it.
I mean, it is disgusting. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
Like, really the visual, the sound. Oh. Nope.
It's so good.
All of it. I'm just like, I don't know why, but I can't.
Okay, good. I felt so many people not judge me for it, but they're like, it's like a normal thing.
I know it's normal, but fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, no, like, it doesn't have to be normal. Like, no! Don't, like.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I'll try and figure out why. Maybe just a human. No, it's not. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
So, since you mentioned failure, how has that, I guess, played in your life? Like, what has it done? What has it motivated? What has come of it? Relationship to it? It's a fun topic.
The first big things, like school, like literal, like, oh, you failed out type of things, like, that's another reason why I'm so driven, is because I'm so afraid of failure, and, like, I can't even imagine hearing words like, you flunked out and you got kicked out of the program. I can't even, like, oh my god, it's making me emotional, I can't even, like, fathom it. And it happens to people every day, all the time. It's happened to my friends. And I'm like, how are you dealing with this? Like, and I think they're so strong. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Like, you went through that, and you're still, like, living. And you're still, like, going with it. I honestly feel, and then that's another thing with, like, the whole plan A, plan B stuff that I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. It's more like, I don't want a plan B, I just want everything to work.
Yeah.
So, because I don't want to have to deal with it not working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. And I have another friend who's like that, and we, like, bounce off each other and relate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she thinks about things more than I do. Like, she had a very vast, like, pros and cons list before she went into, like, PT school and, like, thought about everything, and I just thought more about, like I said earlier, like, oh, I'm inspired, and I feel good about it, so let me just go for it and see what happens.
Mm.
But I didn't really think about, like, if it doesn't work, what are you going to do type of thing.
That's cool.
Because I was like, no, I'm just going to make it work.
Yeah.
And so when I talked to her, it's like, wow, like, you really had everything planned out. She's like, yeah, because, like, and for her, it's even more, she's like, it would be so, like, crippling for me if, like, nothing worked. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I think I would be okay. Like, I would have to work on it, and I would be, like, sad for a while. But, like, I'd work on it type of thing. But, and then I have...
I know why.
That's okay. Yeah. And then I have other people, like I said, who have been through it. And I'm like, that's, wow. Like, good for you for still, like, standing on your feet type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have yet to have, like, a big, like, failure in my life. No, that's, I don't want to say that, because I've definitely had things where I was like, okay, gotta change what I'm doing. But I have yet to have, like, a moment where I'm like, whoa, I need to redo everything type of thing. And that scares me so much, like, because I know probably at some point it's going to happen, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm excited for that day.
Oh,
and that sounds really weird or bad, depending on the context or whatever, but I think that whatever it is, right, like, the fear, it's just kind of, it's going into that place, and then there's, like, I feel like the results are obvious once you're able to overcome. Maybe it's not. Well, then you wouldn't fear failure, so then that would just open up another door, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there are always, like, unseen lessons, and that's kind of where I've been at, where I'm very up here, too, but I've been more intuition-based, so I use both. And when I decide on something because I've, I was like, oh, that's cool, or I never thought about that, and it kind of becomes part of, it either sits in the back of my mind, or it's in the forefront, depending on what I want to do, and then when I decide to tackle it, or if the universe shows me something, I start learning at that point. So I'll tackle it, I get what I assume I would probably get, but I never see the whole picture until once I'm really on the other side, and I'm like, whoa. That's so cool. So that's where I've been recently, and I think that's how I'm going to operate, like, forever. And it's crazy what comes out of it, because it just becomes a part of you instantly. Whether you can put it into words or not is the thing. I like being able to put things into words just so I can articulate for myself, so I can see it, and then for other people, so that there's framework that I can put out, which I've been really into. Yeah.
damn.
It's amazing. Yeah, so like when you fail, it's gonna be so exciting. If you think of it that way. Like the thing is, like I get excited for like all that kind of stuff because I'm like, there, that just means that there's stuff that you need to work on.
Yeah.
And it's when you come out, it's crazy what happens.
Yeah. I just, I've been like thinking about it. And I feel like, I don't know, just because school's been such a big thing in my life, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't even stopped since I was five type of thing, and I'm still in.
Mm-hmm.
This past, not this past semester, but the fall semester,
mm-hmm.
we had our first, like, it was a practical, that's what they called it, but it was like we had a fake patient who was like an actor, and we had to basically focus on patient safety, doing things properly, fitting everything into 15 minutes, even though we were told after that it takes longer than that,
okay.
but they only give you 15 minutes to see like what you can handle, like what, like under pressure, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I was like really nervous about it because, you know, fear of failure,
yeah.
you'd be nervous about something like this because it kind of proves, like, not proves, but if you did bad on it, it's like, okay, if this is going to be the rest of my life and I do, like, this bad on it, that's kind of, you'll have to work on things to get there type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go in, do it to the best of my ability, whatever, see what happens. So the first, like, 10 minutes, I felt really good. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, this is great. But then we had to, like, kind of had to get them up and walking. That was our main thing. We were supposed to get them up and use, like, an assistive device, whether it was crutches or a walker or things like that. I chose a walker at first, and he kept saying, I can't put weight on it. And what we were supposed to do, apparently, because I talked to my professor after, was we were supposed to just reassure them. And say, no, like, trust me, you really can do this. Like, with the surgery you had and all these things, it's physically possible for you to do this, and you just, like, need to power through. But I went more so, like, I want the patient to be as safe as possible. So I, like, sat him back down. I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a different one for you. So I got crutches instead, because I thought that would be better for him. But I only had 3 minutes left, so I didn't have enough time. And then I started worrying, like freaking out. But I kept it, like, cool. But my teacher was, like, watching, because we were on camera, and he was watching, and he was like, oh, no, what's she doing? And he saw that I was, like, being calm about it, but that I had run out of time. And then I left the room, because I was out of, like, the patient's sight, I started crying, so I was like, no, I totally failed, like, that was the worst thing ever, but then I went, and I was like, there was a written part, and I was like, I have to just do amazing on this, and maybe that'll be fine, like, maybe I'll have a comeback for that. So I talked to him after, and he's like, Michelle, you did everything, like, great, like, you did what you were supposed to do, but then you switched it, and you, like, clearly, like, we're freaking out, like, in your mind. Like, you did a good job not showing it to the patient, but, like, you got so anxious about it. I was like, that's what you need to change. And I was like, I know. I was like, I know. And he was like, yeah, but everything else you did fine, and it's really nice that you cared about the patient's safety, but, like, you just need to believe in yourself more. And I was like, oof, wow, that's real. So that was that. I guess, if we're talking about failure, even though I passed the test,
yeah.
it was still, like, in my mind, like, wow, that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I look back on it, and I'm like, that was a learning experience. I at least learned something from it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Don't feel like you have to rush anything, by the way.
Okay.
If that's the vibe that you're getting, that's totally not it. Okay. I think you should fail a lot very soon.
Yeah.
Like, soon. Maybe just, if you're extreme, like the way that I feel like you are, do it for a month. Every day. And just me kind of, you know, growing through this conversation, because of the field that you're getting into, especially, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
When you're in that position of giving service, I think knowing how to fail and deal is super important. Or else that's a disservice to you and to the person where, you know, at that moment, because it was a test and it was structured, you're okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if it's the real thing and you're having one of those things in your head and it's kind of like, you still have 7 hours left in a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, play now. Because it's really not, it's like, it's just the idea of failure and what that means to you. I don't know where that mm-hmm. came from, right? You could figure out where that came from,
yeah.
or we could figure that out now. But it's, to me, it's exciting. It's just like, oh, okay, you know, again, something to work on. And then that's the adrenaline, because it is, right? It doesn't have to be adrenaline that makes you shut off and go downward, but adrenaline that gives you a boost to like, all right, well, how fast can I react to something, put something together? It may or may not be like the best decision, hence why you should practice failing. Right, mm-hmm. so that you can be more prepared for those situations. Yeah, just because that feel like I just deal with people's emotions and talk to people,
mm-hmm.
and that might not seem as big, but just like, but then when it comes to whatever's happening with what you're doing, I'd say that that's a reason to actively get aggressive with being totally cool with failure. So when those again, if those adrenaline rushes come, you already know what to do with it, or maybe you'll never get them because you're always in control.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's why I'm super excited, but also super nervous for this clinical.
Yeah.
Because people have told us multiple times, you're going to mess up, and you're going to, and like, every time I hear it, I'm like, no. I'm like, no, but I know it's going to happen. It's more like, I don't want to, it's not even about, no, obviously it's about me, but like, it's more about, I don't want to let other people down too.
Okay.
Because like, I have a CI, a clinical instructor, and I don't want them, like, if I mess up, I don't want her to be like, wow, she'll never be able to do this type of thing. So then I'm like, no, I can.
Yeah.
And like, it makes me want to like, try harder, but then again, it makes me want to fail less. But
of course.
Like I have to, like,
because
it's gonna happen. So, yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting summer. There's gonna be definitely, like it's gonna be hard at some points. But obviously, I'm gonna make it. Like, we're gonna make it through, and it's gonna be August, and then I'm gonna be like, wow, I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what yet.
Still going with that, commenting on that. I shouldn't say because I have to edit those. I'm just gonna be silent. I totally understand that, and that's super rational, but also crippling, obviously. I think a way to eliminate that crippling thought, communication is a huge one. Being dedicated to people in the long term versus trying to get everything right in the moment. This is just something that I've literally picked up from Gary Vee, and I've been able to apply it to everything because it just makes a lot of sense. Where it's about balance. So like, if you can balance out everything, it just feels so much better. So in that moment, it's like, oh, like, I gotta get everything right. You don't have to. I mean, like, you should for everything that you do, obviously. But if you don't, pondering or whatever it is that you're going to do to kind of screw yourself up is never worth it, versus being on the other end, which is just being progressive and, like, communicating with the person and, like, being committed and devoted to, like, being transparent and everything. Because, I understand... there are certain things that you may like should not say, I guess. Like, I'm trying to be like, give an example of like, say you're working with someone, I don't know where I'm going. And you're like 95% sure about something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that part of people who wants, because it's the part that wants to protect, but there's still that 5% gap that's, you know, that's not like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go into it with that 95, but then they don't know. They're like, oh, like, so that's like some level of like false whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I, from where I've been operating from, I don't operate like that. And maybe it's just because my stakes aren't in the same place. I don't know. And maybe that's why I choose not to be there. I don't know. But I'm just, I just have to be transparent and honest, because I think that that is a fundamental part of like being progressive. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm like, listen, I did all my studying. I work hella hard. Like, I will try and say as fast as I can depending on the situation. Like, da 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 da. I'm going to do my best. And if for some reason, I always say that, like, for some reason it doesn't work out, blah, 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 I'll just fill it in with, like, I will go at this every day, all day. So now what I'm doing is I'm filling in a gap that there's, because there's a lack of, and it may not be my fault, like, whether it's an educational thing, and what I mean by that is just, like, if you know that piece of knowledge, that'll give you the 100%, or just because it's, there's chance, right, of something not working.
Mm-hmm.
I fill in that space with like faith, not hope, because I'm aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I do. And I think that that's what, now when I think about it, because I'm just saying it, that when people come to me for something, or if we just decide on hanging out or talking, there's this level of like commitment to something, whether it's them or myself or like what I do, that they're just like, I believe that. I'm not living that, like, or you're not, like, I believe you can help me get out of the situation in 2 months. It's not happening right now, but I feel like because of what you're saying and what you do, that it can happen. So it's kind of like that. That's long term, right? So that's,
yeah,
that's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you can create to, like, that message and that dialogue between whoever you need to fill in that space whenever you feel that point is the best thing you can do. That way you can go 100% and know that if for some reason it doesn't work out, you said something that you're going to commit to, and they trust that whether or not it works out, that you have them. That's long term, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's powerful, and that's something I guess that I do that I didn't realize I do. And then the other thing to kind of help fill in that space is just exploring outside of your profession,
mm-hmm.
like hardcore. Like, I know where I'm at now is just definitely not like, not even close to like what I hope or aspire to be. Like, I want to have a good grasp on marketing, entertainment, and just health.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are all extremely important things that we all deal with every day, right? So it doesn't stop at the talking level. This is kind of like, this is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting, and this is part of this entertainment in some way and information. But I'm going to have to explore a lot of stuff that's not necessarily given to us. So, and that to me, so like I, because I have friends in these circles that, like whether it's Reiki or like this other weird thing that my friend is getting into with, it's like, it has something to do with like from your brain to your spine or something like that. I didn't fully understand it. But it's, from what I understand, it's a cleanse and heal that is extremely intense and extremely forceful and painful. And it's, see, it doesn't not make sense to me because of all the bits and pieces of information that I've learned along my journey. So to others who like may not have explored that are like, that's weird and probably makes no sense. So I believe in like moving energy. It's very possible. Thoughts manifest everything and how you feel. And then the physical elements of like food and how that actually plays a part, and it does, because I've played with it myself. That's the part where it's like, okay, let me not eat so great all the time and let me do what every other person does. You have your day, you come home, and you don't build. Did that worst, and I was like, this is what people do themselves. And I'm like, you replicate this DNA, and it's a horrible habit, and then you get stuck in it. So when you try to get out of it, it's a little hard because now you're fighting with force. It's very difficult. And so I was like, dude, this is so bad. People do this themselves every day because it's easy, because it's normal, because they're used to it. And it's, I didn't like it at all. And I was exploring. I was trying to discipline myself to explore and be like, just chill. Like, that was so hard. It goes against what I feel like is more natural to me, which is to manifest and to do stuff. Yeah, putting myself into, like, two different state of minds and exploring and all that stuff. Like, if you are able to grab pieces of information from other places, it gives you confidence. This is personal to me now, because whatever people decide to talk about, like, any kind of abuse and, like, to yourself or with another person or a substance or, like, a physical health chronic issue, like, before, okay, this is my limitation. If someone brought up anything like that, I'd just be like, fuck. That's my wall, right? As an individual who tries to offer something, that is my limit. Because I'm ignorant. I don't know. Not enough empathy, not enough experience, and not enough knowledge to then give, right? So then now my words will change, and I'll just be like, oh, like, shit. Like, ah, like, I don't have it hard, and I don't know what that's like, so whatever I'm saying could just not even be enough to penetrate what the hell you're talking about. I'm in a whole different ballgame now. Totally different. Just by putting myself in those situations because I need to, right? You could say a lot of it was like those failure and like understanding. Again, moving away from dance to then explore that stuff. That was like a huge one for me. Because then when you apply it back into your field, there's a lot of confidence. And you have abilities and insight that your field in particular won't give you. So how I've seen things is like everything is just in parts, mm-hmm. right? So that's why when you focus on one craft, it's just a part. Just like when you just focus on dance, I'm like, well, what about therapeutic movement or yoga or meditation or health? Like, you're literally only focusing on dance and you want A1 performance without knowing the other things. That's how I see it, right? So we only look at things in parts because that's how I'm getting so deep into all this stuff and it's not even my time to talk. But like, that's just how society has been put together, because people manifested that, right, for very specific reasons. And so I have faith, because I don't play with hope, that you will explore that, because I don't think you would stay in that lane in particular. I think you would continue to figure out more stuff because it'll come. Yeah. It'll for sure close the gap on whatever insecurity when it comes to dealing with people. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I have whatever, cancer or tumor, if you said that to me 2 years ago, I'd have been like, fuck, I don't know. Like, well, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm kind of just like, I love you. Like, that's the best, right? And that's the best any of us can do. Or we're like, let's remove it or whatever. Today, it's very different. I'm like, because I trust the science that I've learned I can't explain it in that level, but I understand it and my intuition trusts. And I've seen it with other people and I've heard it. And I see people who are performing at levels that are ridiculous and are living at levels that are ridiculous. Just like, there's no way that's not a real thing. It just makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. And then again, you go through it by doing stuff to yourself, and you're just like, okay, yeah, like, that's it. So the holistic side of things and the spiritual side of things are what really give me like a lot of faith in like human possibilities. It's insane what it can do. So like, again, there's focused stuff like what you're doing, but there's so many more elements that tackle, well, why does that happen? Why does it, because we all, so naturally, like, it's probably gonna be like a 20-minute segment. So naturally, once I learned that we're always healing, because I just didn't know that, right? So even this, like, that's healing, because it's trying to push out something out of my system. Mm-hmm. That just fascinated me. So when I learned that, like, autoimmune diseases aren't autoimmune diseases, I was like, shit, you know, that's not a thing. All the terminology is messed up, everything's complicated for no reason. So I'm just like, okay, all right, I get why it's happened like that. It's not fair, it's not cool. So when we talk about why someone, like, would be like, oh, like, I broke something, that was because you didn't stretch or you didn't whatever, right? Well, there's still more to it, way more, that because we stop at a point, right? Because that's where the education stops. Like, it was weak to begin with, Right. So what were you doing that made you more prone to make that happen? We don't talk about that. And we don't focus on making sure that those things don't happen in a way that's good for us. Like, it's always, first thing is mental, and like, it's the mental thing and the gut thing. Like, intuition is a very good balance with that. And then just the knowledge of taking care of oneself. If someone is messed up, like, yes, there's the physical elements, but then if you're like, you should try, consider eating this, and then put this into your life and like bring this kind of energy into you, I think you should figure out, understand balance and like emotional intelligence. Like, all of it counts, right? I'm trying to be the guy that's all of it, because I think I'm only giving parts of what I know, and I think I understand what all of it is, but I don't know it enough yet, right? But I know that everything counts. So that will close the gap and give you a ton of confidence to operate like a beast. Yeah.
Oh man.
That just had to come out. That's the only time I'll talk, is when like it's something that is relative to you that I can give that you could further explore. But the thing I was gonna get into was one interesting thing. So that thing that I was talking about, the painful process, like, it's moving energy, whatever that means, right? I think it's just, I think on a scientific level, because it is energy, it's just depending on how people see it. You start here and it manifests stuff, right? Electricity, whatever you want to call it, turns into movement, it turns into chemicals, and it affects stuff. So there's a process of like cleaning yourself out. Just imagine taking something that is like the holy god of cleaning, and then you just shove it down your spine, and then you pull it back up. And through it, you feel the physical pain, but then you also experience emotional pain and spiritual awakenings. So it's all connected. And I didn't understand that until... So I didn't necessarily go through it myself, but because I keep hearing things from different parties, that's the thing too. It's like, I'm not in one specific bubble. It's one person who's running that kind of business, people who are exploring those crafts in different ways, people who, and then my studio director, Joanne, amazing, right? So it's like, whoa, you know, and the age groups are a little different, or a lot different, studio director, owner, 40-something, right? So it's like, okay, this stuff, like, they're all saying, it falls into the same categories. They just have explored different things. So it's like your body... And certain parts hold on to memories and hold on to emotions and stuff. Yeah, so everything's connected. And so, like, because you will detox, because you are the person you will, because I see that in you, it's not just a physical journey. Obviously, it's emotional, super mental, and there are spiritual things. And, like, the soul spirit, like, I question spirituality a little bit now just because of what I listened to an interview. She talked about hypnotism, and then people I look up to, some of them are really into spirituality and they use it and it's good. And then like Tony's into spirituality, and then like he does hypnotism. So I'm just like, I don't know. There's a line between the subconscious and what you can do with hypnotism and spirituality. I don't know yet. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. It has something to do with this, our third eye or whatever the scientific pineal gland term is. I think that thing's very interesting. And I don't know if anyone fully understands it in any community, so that's probably something I'm going to further explore. Yeah, because it's weird. It does a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and it does. Yeah. It's, I don't know what it means. I don't know if spirituality is just a trip, or if it's like a, or is it a universal? You know what I mean? Like that's. I think that's where I'm into, like what I'm interested in right now. So because I'm into like. Oh yeah, it's spiritual, like it's all around us and we're connected and all that, but then now this whole pineal gland thing is like messing me up, so I don't know. But yeah, you go through a journey when you detox and you change. You essentially become the light version of yourself in every sense of the word. Like you physically become lighter. You can feel that if you do yoga and you eat better, you'll feel it. Again, personal experience. And then light. In light itself, you become bright as fuck. Like, I've seen those people already, and it's just like, how do you not get, like, eaten up by their energy. It's way too strong. And I've been in those environments, and it's like, whoa, it's unreal. Like, I went to a trip in New York. This is just a conversation now, but it's going to go away from me soon. And I was around all these people that were like unapologetically just themselves. I didn't say much. Tony didn't say much. Aaron didn't say much. So we're all three of us were there. I went on a whim. I just went. I was like, all right, Tony, let's go. Because you wanted to go. Because you wanted to meet this girl. And so, yeah, like, just, it's kind of like what we do when we're all hanging out. We're just being idiots. But, like, this was, like, some other level shit. This was, like, super unapologetic. Like, this is, like, if you were just Halloween all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not even giving a shit about social anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, this is me. And I love to sing. All like, that's what I'm talking about. And so, I mean, there was a level of respect there for everybody. But, like, when people jumped into who they were, it was very extreme. It was so committed. Like, maybe at first you're like, you kind of want to chuckle, but then I'm like, whoa, no, they're devoted. Like, it's insane how it is. I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, I'm not even there. I don't know if I want to be there, but whatever comes, comes. And that just comes from wanting to make sure that it's like brand image and making sure I stay in touch with, like, people so that they don't write me off because the purpose is big. But that is what it is. Donald Glover is pretty weird, actually. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just reminds me, it'll work out.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
But his music video is pretty rad, and I know he his music is like crazy, like it's awesome.
Yeah.
But then he like wanted to do the acting, but then he was acting and singing, and yeah. He's a person that I should probably look into more because
yeah.
I find him fascinating.
Yeah, I remember I was listening to his interviews a few years ago. Loved him. Like, he was like definitely ahead of the curve when it came to what we should be doing. I love they're moving into this space right now, and like I'm really dedicating myself to this wave because it's real and it's happening. Of just like authenticity and like putting it out there and letting down all the walls, all the middlemen is going away, like all that kind of stuff that's revolutionary. It's like in the forefront, and all of the people who are like celebrities and whatever stand for those same things. It's wicked dope. Good guy, very, very himself. And I was like, yo, like he does not care. It's cool. Okay, I think I'm gonna end all of my spiels, right? Cause that was like 20 minutes of me. So yeah, fail and go meet those people. I did want to say, would you say you're balanced? Whatever you think that means to you. I don't know if it.
I think I'm aware of the fact that I'm not entirely.
Okay.
And yeah, like it's like a conscious thing, like I'm not just like blind to it, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think I would say that I am totally, and it's something I always say, like, oh, it's something I'm like working on, but like it really is like something that I'm like I actually thought about like a long time in my life. So yeah. So we're figuring things out, but I have, like, faith that, because I try, like, if I'm thinking about things that I'm, like, okay, I need to improve in this, and then I do try, and I, like, work on that, but then something else comes up, I'm, like, okay, now I need to work on this, and I work on that, and then maybe I lost some of what I was doing before, or vice versa, maybe I, like, do too much of something, so I'm, like, okay, now I need to come back to it, so I'm always working on it. Yeah.
Okay.
That was vague. I'm sorry.
No.
I can't think of like specific examples right now, but I've just thought of, yeah. Like, it's something that people are surprised when I say I'm in my head a lot, but I am. Like, I'm always thinking about things.
You're Leo, right?
Me? No.
No, you're the other one.
Cancer.
Oh, okay, okay. Shoot. Yeah. Okay.
Close. Close.
Yeah, it's like right next to each other.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, balance. Yeah, I could say currently, I feel like I'm not, like, I guess I'm more, lately, I've been thinking about, like, myself and trying to, like, help myself, which is a new thing for me. I usually think about other people a lot, and I was like, let me try this right now. And it still feels like I'm like not there yet. I'm not like doing things for myself completely yet. But I'm working on it. Working on it. There it is again. But still thinking more so about other people, but choosing things for me. But then in my head, like, what? Oh man, I should have just stuck with this because other people would have been happy. I'm like, but I'm going to be happy in the long run if I do this. So I really need to just stick with it, even if right now it seems like it sucks because I'm not doing it for other people. Type of thing?
Okay.
Sorry, that was like, again.
No, you don't have to apologize. You can just say what you gotta say. That's not vague. That's kind of like, I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can say, like, with confidence, I have never done things just for me, ever.
Yeah.
I always think about, like, other people in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm trying to think about myself to balance that out, finally, like, get that balance. And then we talked about in your class that you did, how sometimes you go too far. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes you go too far. And I'm really trying to not go too far.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, and you kind of have to realize you have to dial it back.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's extreme. Would you consider yourself extreme before I get into what I'm going to say?
Consider myself extreme.
I'm extreme. I like to, when I learn something or whatever, or trying to, I'm just like, gotta get it, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I've become more patient, for sure, but...
Yeah, I guess it depends. Yeah. Like, when we were talking earlier about, like, adrenaline and, like, that feeling,
mm-hmm.
I'm super extreme in that sense. But then, also, with the fear of failure, sometimes it's hard to be extreme if you don't want to fail.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm like a walking contradiction sometimes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've learned to appreciate that. Life hack. I obviously took time. Like, I was chasing and trying to figure out balance for a few years once I was introduced to that term because I never thought of it. And I was trying. By, here's the thing, and I'm just like, there's a distinction, and then someone else helped me figure this out. When you try to map it out with your head in some way, it doesn't work. I use my head a lot, but it's the intuition that I've learned that is super key, and the only reason I back it is because someone I look up to, same thing, and then people that I deal with in real life, or someone that I'm dealing with in real life who operates from there, made it make sense. And he pieced things together from my past that I was exploring, and I was like, oh, okay. So I was able to figure out those things on my journey without being super spiritual or detoxing or whatever. So we reached the same conclusions. I was like, okay. So what I mean by, like, thought is that, so what he said was, and now I see it in this way, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Meditation, the power of meditation is to surrender the mind. That's it. So when you surrender the mind, it's just your body, your gut, your heart, whatever, right? And that is, like, the core you. That's it, right? And so when you're listening to it and it makes sense, it's like, oh, that feels good. That's right. Oh, yeah, dope. And you go against it. It's like, oh. Or whatever that is, that feeling that you get here or here, is you. your thoughts is a tool. So he made me see it in this way, and I was like, okay. So he follows with intuition, and then or leads with intuition, and then has the brain to execute and to sort things and to get through stuff versus like having your head do everything,
mm-hmm.
right? So everything will come to you. So when I was trying to piece stuff together and trying just whatever I was doing and being like, okay, oh, I feel balanced. 2 weeks later, gone. Oh, I feel balanced again. 3 weeks later, gone. I feel balanced. It's been months. Months of balance. And I was like, okay, I got something. I got something here. And it's just because it's been being super self-aware and knowing my personality, my preferences and stuff, right? So, like, dominance and manifestation is, like, my shit. But I also like being to myself, and I know what I need to do, and respecting those aspects of myself instead of being consumed by it. That's what it was before, because I had certain things that I had to prove to people that I guess drove me to work harder, all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like that. And once you kind of eliminate all that stuff and it's just intuition, you already know what you like. Like, that's why I asked, like, with that construct, right? So now it's like, well, how do I fit it all in? And then you operate from intuition. So for then I try to schedule. I've tried schedules a lot of times. I'm like, all right, I mean, my life schedule never works. I'm like, fuck, why doesn't it work? Like, and it looks smart. So I'm like, I'm going to dedicate this much time to this and this and this. I'm like, it doesn't work that way. Whereas like a board, like a vision board is different because it's there. And what is screaming loud to you the most right now, like whether it's super personal or like, you have a vision to accomplish something. Like, I know I have the convention. That's something I decided to commit to. Is it, like, fully in my gut at the moment? No. But I have the discipline to make sure it gets done. That's different, right? But and I know the result of it. And so I care about the process. I don't give a shit, like, about, like, it happening. Like, the process of going through it to make sure that it's dope when it comes. When it's happening, cool. Get the feedback, whatever. But it's strictly intuition, and that's when you know. So then you don't have to guess anymore. You just literally sit and you're like, okay, what's everything? What am I about? What am I trying to do? And then what's everything I like? All of it. And you sit and you look. So I did this a lot of times. And every time I would start writing, it was always just goals and ambitions first. Every time. Things that I want to accomplish, whatever. And then I was like, okay, well, what are like the other things? Like, I just want to do this and this. And then I'm like, I'm not doing any of that. Like, at all. And then I started to piece it together. I was like, I don't see this stuff as important. I'm like, I just can't see it. But it is. And I had to accept that because I was understanding that yin and yang and balance and masculine and feminine energy were things that I was learning through spirituality. And then seeing it happen with another friend who was more feminine based, more than masculine. But she did both. Everyone does both. But she had a way to deal with certain things. And I was just like masculine energy like all the time. The only time it was feminine was when I was being creative. But I wasn't being creative enough at that time. So that's why I was, like, weird. But, yeah, so once I recognized that I was ignoring, like, all of this, I was like, shit. I took note of it. And eventually I grew into it, which is, like, recently I'm growing into it. And then I'm like, oh, shit, this is so cool. Because you feel great. And because you're not ignoring anything. Like, because we're so complex that any ounces of stress or whatever just comes from a lack of or too much of. So it's about that scaling thing and knowing, okay, well, this is your limit for studying for this test. This is not even a fair example, but just like, say it's just like an intuition-based whatever. And then you know you have to step away from it, but then you don't. And then you hardcore do the whole escapism distraction thing versus escapism to build or whatever. There's no wrong way to do anything, but my mind just keeps going in all these different directions because I do want to stay on topic, but then I forget because I'm thinking about too many things.
That's
but
okay. Everything you're saying like makes so much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so, like, relatable right now. I feel like everything you're saying is, like, I'm, like, maybe like 2 steps behind. Like I've just started to finally like pay attention to what, like how you said like goals versus like things that you already like and how you need to like think about both. I just started like not doing dance just as a release or looking into like more like Halloween type stuff just because it distracted me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like looking into it for like purpose, or like I started choreography this year, and like I want to get more into that and like things like that. But I'm also still like studying and like doing all that, so I am starting to put it all together and make it work. And then also the thing that I told you earlier with the person that I got, the thing that happened, I did that because I knew that the things that I liked and the goals that I had weren't matching with that person's anymore. So for a while I was like, no, like it can work, it'll be fine. But then I started saying, why should we just make it work? Why can't I just do what's right for me and figure it out on my own instead of having to like adapt for someone else, you know? Mm. So I'm starting very much level one, but like I feel everything that you just said, I was like, yeah, this is all relative and makes a lot of sense to me. So
okay.
Yeah, it's not like I was just like,
we're going to take a quick break. I wanted to take this moment to talk to you about something called Patreon and why it's extremely important to me and to you if you enjoy the work and energy I put out into the world. Patreon is a platform for creators to receive monthly donations from people who believe in their work. In exchange for monthly donations, creators like myself offer you exclusive perks. The reason I created a Patreon is to one day achieve financial stability through my work and just by being me. The day that Patreon can sustain me means that I won't have to hold on to a day job, and I can go all in with content creation and be more available to people who need my time. I really believe in what I'm doing, and I don't feel like it's something that I should be charging people for. It's important to me and for the rest of the world that I help people align with their truest selves. It's important that people don't continue living life with regret and anxiety, fatigue and stress, etc. It's important that people feel whole, are honest with themselves, love themselves, find their passion, their purpose, and learn how to sustain everything that makes them happy, which is why I offer everything that I do as a brand for free. My hope is to come across people who have felt my impact and believe that I have what it takes to help others feel what I made them feel. And at that point, if they are open and they're willing, they would choose to support my journey by becoming a monthly donor, because they understand that it will one day give me the opportunity to lead with love full time, around the clock, 24/7, except for when I'm sleeping. The link to my Patreon can be found in the description, or you can go to patreon.com/VatanaThatch. And now we're going to go back to the show.
No, that's the only reason I brought it up, because I felt like you were in that space.
Yeah.
And the key ultimately is just intuition. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's actually really terrifying. And I've wrote about this, and terrifying in the sense that like sometimes I have conversations and I don't know how far I want to take anything. Because everyone's different. I can go all the way. I don't all the time. It just depends on... I don't know what it depends on. I don't even know what the variable is. But when I say all the way, I just mean like... I was talking to someone the other day. She was like, you're making me like not want to go to school because it doesn't make any sense anymore. And I was just like, okay. But like that's like a reality of like... That's because knowledge and information gives you confidence and security, which she was lacking, that she found in a space. That's kind of how I see it. Right, so if I'm able to be like, well, I can counter all of your arguments, not here to destroy school, because I'm not. Like, I'm just saying that it's silly because you want to do entrepreneurship for school. I was like, it's very silly to do that. That's my opinion. Because of everything I've learned on my journey, I was like, it doesn't make sense to do that. I'm like, there's other ways to do it. Like, there's a program called E4All. That's in Lowell. Do that instead. Like, do things that are more and like take marketing class with this person, or go to Skillshare, or go to this, or go to that, because there are ways. You just, I'm like, that was like the main thing. I was like, it's outdated. I'm like, it's, we all agree and we all know it's just outdated. So you're paying for outdated service from a business, and it's like, at the face value, like, that's all it is, right? So because I'm trying to remove stigmas and like be like, wake up to this, because it's a real thing. And so when I was able to do that, to then make people second guess certain things, which is like, that is what it is, you know what I mean? Because I'm really confident from where I come from. And, oh, so what was I going to get into? How far I was going to go? Oh, your intuition. So I had to detach from a lot of stuff, and it was hard. Now, it wasn't school. I mean, I already did that, where I, like, walked away from that. Mm-hmm. But then reconsidered and then be like, nope. Zero, like, I'm just not about it. I can't. And it's, then it comes down to a moral thing too. I'm just like, nope, can't do it. So I already decided on that a long time ago ish but like everything else has just been like, well, detaching from all these dance groups and like a vision that I thought I had, and too much like being overly ambitious, and there's so many things I had to let go of. And then trying not to put myself into a box. That came natural, though. Because we don't realize how much we do that. And so I was like, fuck it. And then as I was growing out of this, and there were certain pivotal moments that hit me really hard and just got me amped, and I was like, I'm going to do this. I don't know what this is, but I'm going to do it. Like, and podcasts, and just talking to people, because recognizing that that's it. That's one of my favorite things to do ever. And I'm not going to pretend like it's not. Like, I'm not going to try and find a platform that, like, for example, I enjoy the process of teaching because of my chances of communicating messages through words and exercises, versus, like, they're going to learn this dance and they kill it. I don't give a shit about that, right? So that, but I'm not being super authentic with my energy then, because I'm taking a job so that I can exercise this skill in this platform, instead of just exercising the skill in the platform for what it is, instead of trying to find where I can put it, right? Because mm-hmm. the system teaches you to do that too, and it's like, it's normal, survival, whatever. I get that. And so I was like, fuck all of that. And it was so hard to say that, because then I'm just like, and then I was talking to Mike Keslak about, it's like, yeah, I'm like, I can market this guy or this person, but I can't market myself. And he was like, he's like, no, I think you can market yourself as someone who can market people. And I was like, okay, I didn't see it that way. But like, because when I have conversations, if I'm trying to be all like superficial and like brand myself, whatever, I'm just like, I don't know what the heck to say. I'm just like, reach out to me if you want to talk right now. And I'm trying to find other ways to like amplify that, and I know I will. But to be in this space where you just don't know, because you can't necessarily be labeled, right? Mm-hmm. And then whenever someone asks about me or talks about me, it's like, the values are all the same, but you can't explain what exactly he is. Or you can just be like, oh, he's a choreographer. That's very simple. But he's not. Mm-hmm. There's so much more. And so, like, how do you... You know what I mean? It's not just one thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. And mm-hmm. it's weird. And I'm accepting of it because I'm like, it's real. It's true. It's like, no, I don't want to be a therapist. No, I don't want to be this. No, I don't want to be that. I want to be something that is just authentic to me. And then... help shift the paradigm and show that there's like beyond these labels and like these things that have already been established as more in this space, right? Because you can be those things, and I don't know what's going to come of that, but lots of great people pave their own way in that sense, and then they'll fit into certain molds, but don't stick to it, like Donald Glover or Gary Vee or whatever. So yeah, it's scary in the sense that, like, because I feel like it's different for everybody, but from where I'm standing, just because of what you've done to invest into your time, your intuition can be so powerful that it'll pull you away from the things that you thought you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful it is. And so, you could, yeah. So I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But once you get into that space, right, once you go through the avalanche of shit that I like to call it, however long that process is, it's just magic after. Like, everything's so easy after that. So you want to work 18 hours a day, you can do it. Because if you're not now, then I'm now. But, like, I'm super into just, like, giving it all at this point. because it doesn't make sense otherwise to not. It's scary too, because you're still moving into territory that's like a little sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what the results are going to be.
Yeah.
But that's what's real to me, so I'm just being it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And then, like, you know, and then you deal with family and they're like, oh, so what do you do? I'm just like, the first thing, I was like, oh, I teach dance. That's the first thing that comes to my head, right? And I'd be like, and then I do random contract work. Those are like the first two things I always say. Like, I just be like, oh, I talk to people and shit. Like, it's lit. Like, yeah. So it's a process, but I think that if you're willing to go through, when you don't have major commitments like the way that you do, I mean, obviously you'd be like, you know what, fuck this main shit and then leave. I'm not saying that that's what you're going to do, right? But I'm saying that that is a real possibility if you were to just commit to intuition. And I'm not even saying that that's not part of your intuition, because it may be. I don't know that. Only you would know that.
Yeah.
But then I would know it if I saw it from you, mm-hmm. when you're fully in tune, right? Because I see people who are fully in tune and they're amazing. You're scary. Yeah, because then there's everyone else who's like deciding, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you can figure out, and so when you're fully in tune with your intuition, you're done like overthinking. It goes away. Yeah, all of it's gone.
That's crazy.
You're just doing what makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like intense, but so cool.
It's so cool. And oh man, that's why, like, when I see other people who are not into, like, not who are not in it. I'm just like, well, how do I awaken these people so that they can be in it? Because I always say, oh, it's a disservice to yourself, but then it's also a disservice to the world. It's like what you're not doing,
mm-hmm.
that impacts the potential of everything else. If I wasn't doing all of the crazy things I do to myself in my head, I don't think I'd have much to give. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
That's a. Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know if you have anything to say, or else I was going to jump into something.
That you can jump into something. That was just wow. That was good.
Yeah, I have to get really good at articulating, because I recognize that a lot of people aren't, who are beasts. Like, I just know. Where do you think doing stuff for others stems from?
Happened to me, I wouldn't want, I don't know, I guess, wow, now I'm trying to think more about it. It's like one of those things where I just definitely feel it, and I have that, but obviously there's something else behind it too that I haven't, like, maybe haven't dived into yet or haven't thought about enough yet. I'm just thinking about those two things and just going off of that. But yeah. Like thinking about just like the how I would want to be treated, that's how I'm going to treat you type of thing, and the in the literal like sense, like just healing people. And that just, I don't know, I'm definitely like an empathetic being. I definitely feel things when other people feel them. So I think that is another part where it could stem from. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see if I have any other questions.
Oh, I keep cracking, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you have any last words? If we were to end.
If we were to end.
Yeah, usually it just kind of ends randomly with everyone. I don't even know.
That's okay. I don't know. This was awesome and eye-opening, and also everything that I thought it was going to be. Whenever I know I'm gonna like be hanging out with you, yes. I look forward to it so much because I know where, like, it's gonna, because I only have a few friends where it gets like deeper than surface things.
Yeah.
So this is always like nice. Wow. It's more than just like, oh, like, how are you? Oh, like, oh, so how did you do in school this semester? Oh, like, what are your hobbies right now? Like, I don't know. It got like, or like memes. I love memes, but
yeah.
It's nice when it can get to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen a lot. And, so, and a lot of times it's because I don't like allow myself to. So this is nice when I do let it happen.
So why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's like one of those things where I do get vulnerable a lot, and I do think about things a lot, but it's with myself.
Okay.
Like, I'll be at home alone, and I'll be, like, thinking about things, or, like, that's when I do things the most. It's not when other people are around, because I don't want... It's back to that, like, not doing things for myself, doing things for other people. It's like, I don't want to just talk about myself. I want everyone else to talk.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
want to listen, and I just want to like be there for them, or like things like that.
Okay.
So I guess maybe like I'll let things get to like a deeper level, but not with myself. I'll be like, oh, so what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about you type of stuff. And then I'll be like, oh, what's going on in your life? Well, you know, same stuff. And I just leave it there. But like with you're the opposite. You're like, tell me about you, and I'm like, okay, here I go.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's cool.
It's super cool.
I can relate in the process where learning and giving is like my social interactions. Very rarely am I trying to dig something out of myself to figure something out that is super pivotal. I just might be like, oh, what I just said, I never thought of it that way, but I finally figured it out. Or learning, right? So learning and giving is constant, but like digging for myself happens alone, typically, right? Or same. Expression happens through creative things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just preference, and that's normal. Nothing's normal. Well, I don't even know what normal means anymore. But so aside from what I just said,
mm-hmm.
because that's true to you, I don't know to what degree, is there a fear attached to not talking about yourself or your problems to people?
Like to talking about myself and my problems?
Yeah, yourself, anything, and then problems, like,
mm-hmm.
is there a fear? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know, like, I just don't want, like, if there's people that know that there's something, like, going on with me, I want it to be, like, something I really trust, and I want it to be, like, a select few.
Okay.
I don't like when people know that, like, things aren't always okay. Like,
yeah.
I just like going back to when we very first started, like, that whole acting thing. I'd rather people just think that I'm okay, even if I'm not. And then I just figure it out on my own, usually. Like, I'll just, like I'll be alone, and I'll be like, okay, This is like, you don't, like, these things aren't good right now.
Okay.
So think about how you can do this, but I always do on my own, because I don't want, here we go, I don't want other people to have to deal with it because they have their own things.
Okay.
And I know that that's, like, a silly thing made up in my mind, and that, like, people care, but I would rather that they just have to deal with their own stuff and, like, have people to help them as opposed to me, like, seeking it out sometimes.
Okay, that's common.
Yeah.
And this is me learning and trying to take at something that may be pivotal. So that, I feel like that has a bad reputation. That is vulnerability and problems. I think those two things have a bad reputation in the sense that people only comment and write and talk shit when they are vulnerable and bad things happen. And then people only talk about people complaining whenever someone decides to talk about problems and being vulnerable. And so I think that damages the reputation of vulnerability. I'm just figuring this out as I'm talking about it. And when it's executed poorly, that's when it's done improperly, where you don't have intentions of learning or growing from it. And because I think it's important still that we communicate those things. I do find time, like, I'd spend so much time learning that I answer those questions for myself. But when I hit those points of whatever this feeling is, I'll reach out to a very specific person because I understand, because they've already laid the foundation down and they execute communication in a way that I like, so it works for me. That's why I'm willing. Whereas, like, it almost does little to nothing if I do it with other people. And I try, right? Never yet. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I can do it with this person, I can do it with this person. Like, who else? Two so far, right? Just two. So I get that mindset, and there's truth in it, right? Because like, everyone has their own shit. But where I don't agree, because I'm building my life on this, I have, is that those vulnerable talks have been able to give me the life that I have, because I seek it and I take it and then I now give it back to you, right? So a lot of what I'm saying, besides from self-exploration and just looking around, also comes from conversations with other people. They help me get perspective because they're willing, and I'm able to get them to be willing because of whatever I established there, and then give that back to you the same way I'm going to do that for the next person, right? So like, there's so much power in that, and that's kind of like, we shouldn't fear that. I think being selective is fine, and like, knowing those things, and I only thought about this again recently and bringing it up to you because someone, when I was at a thing called Skip the Small Talk, the girl was questioning how I operated, which is the same way you do. She's like, oh, like, you think you're afraid that, like, to, I guess, go into those places? And I'm just like, we don't have enough time. And I don't remember what I said. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just like dealing with a lot of things on my own. Like, I'm not afraid to talk about it. I just think I've done it so much, or sometimes it's people, it just doesn't bring me anything. So I'm just like, oh. And if I vibe with them and I can already sense that they're not able to bring that value, because when we have that conversation, it's an equal exchange and I'm not getting anything. And of me trying to figure out something like that's heavy, right, that I can't get from them, then I'm like, that's when I'm like, okay, well, I can't get that from you. So it doesn't matter if I express it. I don't give a shit about expressing it because I can do that already, right? I'm looking for something that you can't give me. So now that I've had time and I would answer her question that way, but that's what it is for me. But I wouldn't say that exclusively, especially when you obviously get emotional about it. There's so much power in vulnerability because there's so much to be learned, and then friendships get stronger from it, like, period. I see it all the time. Because if we weren't, then we just wouldn't be having this conversation up to some way, right? So, like, one of us had to be vulnerable first in some way, right? Or be interested in seeing, I don't know, the vulnerable parts of each other or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I would, if you want to move in a direction that makes more sense and, like, move quicker and all that stuff, like, that's super key. Because it doesn't work like that. Especially if you're, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Because I think when you just, like, pour your problems onto someone, I don't know what the intention is for that person who's doing it, and then I don't know if the person, if they're in the right mindset to deal with that. I don't know. I just know that I know it for myself. I do it all the time, right? I know how to operate in that field because that's my shit. But for someone else to kind of just do it with somebody else who's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I have to watch it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. I can only make assumptions, like, because I know that that's how some people are, like, it's like, oh, like, you know, like, I want to focus on my shit because that's only a problem. But then when my friend comes to me, it's like, I feel so bad and want to help, and I do, but then, like, and they don't listen to me, and it's like, see, there's, like, I've heard those things, and it's like, okay, you know, that makes sense. At the end of the day, most people are just frustrated when people just talk and don't execute. That's it. Like, and they're just like, oh, here are all my problems, and they go do the same thing, and they're just like, fuck. That's what bothers people more than anything that I've seen. So I think if you're just trying to be progressive, and if you're like, listen, I'm about to just pour everything that's fucking terrible into my life, like, right now to you, and I don't know where I'm going with it, but I just need you to, like, listen. Or something. Maybe that's too aggressive, but you just say it. And then, but I know that this is, I don't know, I'm really, like, overly communicative with, like, the end goal sometimes, so that people can pick up on what I'm trying to do, because I recognize that, like, if you don't give people a goal, sometimes they're just like, right?
Yeah.
This is just through teaching, like, and people just get confused and don't know what to do. I'm like, you need to know what your goal is. Yeah, some insight there, just something, I don't know. It's good to share, though, because you're not gonna, you could lose people. But if you do lose people, they're just not meant to be there, right? Because they're kind of just filling in space. Then they're the people who are just surface level people. And I don't know if you want that, or would you rather have, like, people who really you can feel like you can go to for all those things.
Everything you just said, like, I've never thought about things that way, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think in high school a lot, I would just, like, keep things bottled up and then just pour things on people that I thought, like, could handle it. And then it didn't help, and I was like, well, it didn't help, but I thought it would, because I just released it all, but it didn't help at all. And I think the other person, too, was, like, still in the mindset, like, oh, yeah, she released everything, so now she's good, type of thing, because we were just young and just didn't think about things like this yet. But then now, like, I do have, like, a few people where, and like I said, like, I prefer to do things just by myself, but it gets to a point where sometimes you just do have to, like, tell someone. And there are a few people that I can think of that do, like, actually help, and I do listen. It just happens rarely because I don't let it happen enough. Like, I usually just try to figure things out on my own. And then a lot of times I can figure it out, but a lot of times, not a lot. Like, sometimes I get stuck. I'm like, okay, let me try and like get this like to make sense to the best of my knowledge, and then I can approach someone with it, and then we can like talk about it and figure it out, and then I'm gonna take it and move on and do something with it. But before, I didn't do that at all. I was like, here's everything and it sucks. But now I'm like, no, like, gotta do something. So there are a few people. It's just I don't do it as much as I probably could.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
It's good. At least you have people. Some people don't have people. It's so hard for them.
Sad.
I try. You gotta show them. Okay. So we can end there and then we can live our lives. So we're never done.
Mm-hmm.
This was, for me, I'd say, like, really getting to know where she's at currently and then scratching the surface with certain things. She'll be back, just like everybody else.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I will, this is what I'll do. I have to do this every time because I need to remember. So I'm going to plug you. Your Instagrams. I don't know if you use anything else. Or if you know all your stuff anymore, or you want to plug yourself.
What?
Like,
oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Like if so, like if people,
that,
if,
social media.
If people want to like follow you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's called plug.
I don't, like plug yourself in.
Oh, okay. you could follow me on Instagram at, I don't even know what my Instagram handle is. Hold on, let me find it. I think it's like Michelle Melu 95.
Yeah, there's an X, yeah.
Something.
Michelle Melu X 95.
Oops. Yeah, it's Michelle Melu 95.
Really?
Yeah, because the X is silent. It's in my last name.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I knew that.
I guess I should spell it. MichelleMailoux 95.
I knew that, and I was like, there's an X. Wait, no, wait, yeah, it's your last name. I knew that.
Yeah, and then you could also find me with the same name on Facebook. And I don't use Twitter or anything else. I'm bad at social media. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, she's cool. So she's my friend. And I really need to work on like intro, outro. If you are a fan and support what it is I'm trying to do here, the process and all that stuff, I have a Patreon that you can support. It's a monthly thing for as little as $1. And the goal and the vision, obviously, is for me to be able to do what I'm doing now, but at scale, and to do bigger things in a way that just doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but just to do. And I'm not going to be like a silly person and dismiss finance, because finance is extremely important. So as I grow into financial stability, I'm not going to rely on this Patreon thing, obviously, because you got to be realistic about stuff. But I have faith that it will be able to support whatever it is that I want to do. This is just a stepping stone. And again, the key thing is that I'm able to bring this to people personally and to anyone who listens and watch my stuff at scale is the goal. And so that's why that's set up. I don't want to have to rely on being employed by somebody else or like getting fit through a job and then having there be like a huge paywall of like, you need $500 to have a therapeutic session with me. Like, I'm just not into that now. And I've recognized that money creates friction and walls that I wish weren't there. Like, the same reason why I don't want to charge for my classes, because I don't want there to be friction. I think that if I can reach people, then they can go on and do good things. Like, that's the goal. And so that's why I have that set up as like my main thing versus like having to look for outside stuff. So yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. I try to like make that like a thing, because like people sometimes, like when it comes to like creators and stuff, like, oh, like they're a YouTuber, they have mad money. Then there's all these like random misconceptions and like oh, they have, and then there's just like bad relationship with money. It's like, no, like depending on the person, it's like, if I were to make like $3,000 a month, which is not, for a lot of people's books, that's not a lot. Like, yeah, it's not, but it's enough to do lots of things without having to worry about little insignificances, and then to be able to execute at a higher level, you have more money, then you can create a team and spread that same energy faster and bigger, right, in different areas and locations. Like, if you think that I am capable of doing that, then that's why that's there. It's my mini call to action that is extremely subtle. So if you're into that, I should probably plug that in too. I never plug my thing in ever. I think I feel like you should just know. I guess not. But it's everything is my name, so it's Patreon .com/ my name, VATTANATHTHACH. I had to stop. I was like talking too fast. So yeah, that's that. We're gonna.
Well, thanks, Vatana. That
yeah,
was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you want to say anything else.
Yo, just live your best life. yeah, just love, make sure you love what you're doing, and if you don't at any point, then figure it out. That was a big thing in today's little speech, so it's been fun, and I love Vatana, and that's it.
I love you too.
Okay. Bye, thanks.
Bye. If you want to have a discussion about what you just listened to, you can check out my Discord server. If you want to follow me, have a discussion about what you just listened to, I'll leave a single link. You can check out my Discord server.
It would be a huge, huge help if you share this podcast with your friends and family so that we can grow this thing.
It would be a huge, huge help if you share this podcast with your friends and family.
I drop a new one every Monday.
If you want it, and 3 days earlier, along with other content,
I drop a new one every Monday.
If you want it, 3 days earlier, along with other content,
super grateful that you're here.
Please,
just $3 a
please,
month.
Thank you for
most
in.
Of your time
super
on this earth while you're still
please,
here.
Please, please,
peace.
Take the most of your time on this earth while you're still here. Peace.